Drugs are a pretty public police matter. We're going to take a look at another illegal activity that generally flies below the radar. That's the issue of counterfeiting money. Now, despite the common wisdom, making phony money may be the world's oldest profession, or at least one of them. The world's Jerry Hatton went to the fake money exhibit at the National Museum of Art in Catalonia, Spain.
For as long as money's been around, people have been trying to counterfeit it. And since Roman times, officials have been trying to stop them. For example, if you'd been caught counterfeiting Roman denarius in the year 326, the Emperor Constantine II would have shown little mercy. Museum curator Albert Estrada reads the Emperor's edict here on display. Any falsifier caught or even accused of falsifying money shall be dispatched post-haste into the flaming fires. A severe punishment by today's standards, but Estrada says governments have always feared forgers nearly as much as invading armies, because money is, after all, a government's lifeblood. Money, he says, is always an instrument of public authority. We use it for business, but the state invented it for collecting revenues. It puts money into circulation, forces everyone to use it, and then recoups that money through taxes. It's a closed circuit. Here at the National Museum of Art in Catalonia, it's all mapped out, what Estrada calls the ongoing race between legitimate money minters and their phony money counterparts. In the beginning, currency amounted to crude hand-stamped coins of silver and gold, and copies were crude too.
En cambio, la falsa es un disco de un metal noble, normalmente.
The earliest counterfeiters, he says, would make a copper disc and then coat it with gold or silver leaf to hide what was really inside. But when they got worn down, you could see the real metal beneath. You can see examples side by side here at the exhibit. The forgeries are really good. Some are nearly perfect. The greatest difficulty until the Middle Ages, says Estrada, was finding a place to practice this illegal art. He says before the modern age, people didn't talk in terms of counterfeit money. They spoke of the money from the forests, because forgers made their coins in caves or alone deep in the woods. It had to be like that because the sound of the hammering could arouse suspicion, as could the smoke and the movement of materials. So for centuries, counterfeiters hid themselves away. Punishments didn't get better after the Romans. Under the barbarian Visigoth kings, a counterfeiter would have his right hand cut off. In 16th century Spain, a forger faced a life sentence as an oarsman on one of the king's ships. But no punishment, no matter how untoward, seemed to work. Then, at the beginning of the modern age, the government money minters thought they'd finally found a solution.
Se inventan unas maquinarias que funcionaba como un sistema de molino.
Mechanization was introduced, Estrada says. Governments invented new systems that impeded copying. Coins became perfectly round and symmetrical. You can't shave or file this coin because you'd notice, he says, pointing to an 18th century German coin, they had drill presses that cut the elaborate patterns into the edges. Tamper-proof, Estrada says, impossible to copy, until they were copied. The race went on. In the 19th century, desperate governments in Europe began publishing booklets for merchants on how to spot fake coins.
Pero el más corriente y más sencillo era el de hacer rebotar.
The most common test, Estrada says, was to bounce a coin off a small slab of marble. By how it bounced and the sound it made, you could tell if it was real. Big bounce, tinny sound, fake. Little bounce, dull sound, real. In the digital world of today, bouncing coins off stone seems nearly stone age. Crooks continue to copy elaborate paper notes. Credit card cloning is constantly in the news. Estrada says the race will go on as long as people use money. Speaking of which, in case this exhibit causes visitors to worry about the bills in their own wallets, Estrada has installed a bill authenticating machine at the very end, like the kind you see in banks. You just put your bills in and they shuffle out the back. The machine only beeps if it detects a suspicious note. For The World, I'm Jerry Hatton in Barcelona.
Photos showing the history of funny money and a video confession of a pretty sad attempt at counterfeiting, it's all at our website, theworld.org. This is The World on PRI, Public Radio International.